Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Ma'aseh Kavanos, and the laws of the actions and activities of the sacrifice and the Seif Avodah. Where in this Perek, the Rambam discusses regarding it depends who is bringing and who do we allow to bring Karbanos. That's Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding that of a partnership. Shnaim Sherotz Lo Bishlam Ma'il B'Shutafis. If two people want to bring a peace offering or totally burnt sacrifice with partnership, Mavin, they can bring it. Whether because they're vowing to bring it, whether they're anointing to bring it, which specifically Oyman Shalom could be brought as Neder Nedava, and it could be even a partnership, as the Pasuk says here in the plural, Karban Chem, and even the bird coming they could bring in the partnership. Now, Halacha Bey is further qualifying who could bring Karbanas, whether men, whether women, or Yavadim, or slaves, they can bring all the Karbanas they need to bring. But regarding non-Jews, from them we only receive, we only accept totally burnt sacrifices. Because like it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, from the hand of a foreign son, you should not sacrifice the bread of your God, where the Pasuk says, Mikol Eila, from all these, which there it's talking about from Bali Mumin, that you can't sacrifice. But it sounds like, but if it's unblemished, you could sacrifice. Now since it says, Lechem Lekechem, and Lechem refers to the carbon Eila, you could learn out that what you could accept from the Goyim is not when it's Balmum, but when it's Tamim. But again, specifically from Lechem Lekechem, which is the oila, and not from other Karbanas. And I feel oila sa'if mekam l'gay. Now, even a bird oila, you could also receive from a guy, as long as it's an oila. And ava pishu oibet of a desire, and even if he worships idolatry. Now, although, as we're going to explain later on, by Yisrael, you don't accept the Karbanas from a mummer, as Ram says, Allah adal, for a renegade tabay desire, because it says, odim kiyak mikem. Mikem is excluding not all of you, because it excludes a mummer. By Gentiles, you actually do accept, because only by Mikem, by the Jewish people that Hashem differentiated between a mummer and not, but by the nations, even if someone's a mummer, Tavay Dezara, we do accept the carbon from him. Aval. But, Eim Kamahem Shlom, we don't accept from him peace offering, B'lem Anochas, not flower offerings, B'lem Chatoiz, B'Shomaz, not guilt, and not sin offerings. And V'chein Oyle She'in Bo'iz B'Nedav Nedava, so to a totally burnt sacrifice, which is not brought as a vow or a Nedava, they're also Eim Kamahem from again, we don't accept them from the Gentiles. Kukin Oyle She'iladis, let's say a Gentile woman who gave birth wants to bring an Oyle, we don't accept that either. V'kiyitzabam Oyle She'in Bo'iz Mishom Nedav L'Mish Nedava, so to any other Oyle that's not brought in the context as a vow or as a donation, that we wouldn't accept from a Gentile. Now, Halacha Gimel, Goyshei B'Shlama. Now, let's say a Gentile brings a peace offering. So then, Makrivin Noisa Oilas, we actually sacrifice it as an oil. And the reason for that is, because really the Gentile, he thinks the way you worship God is, and that's the Gentile understanding of service, it's all for God, you have to sacrifice. And contrary to the Jewish people, where we understand Shlam is actually the greatest peace, is we take and God takes. But the Gentile has a mind just for heaven, and therefore, although he's bringing a Shlam, you sacrifice as an oil. Now, but let's say another shlam, let's say he vowed a shlamim. Unisam Lisrael, now he gives it to a Jew. Amenashiska ben Lisrael, so that the Jew should have atonement with that shlamim. Then actually, Eichnaisim Yisrael, Kishami Yisrael. Then the Jew does eat it the way as if a Jew brings a shlamim. And Mechain Nisan Lakain, so that he gives it to the priest, to the Kain, Kain Eichlam, the Kain eats it. Now, Lacha Dal, related to what we said before, which is different actually by the Gentile from the Jew, which also relates to who could bring a carbon. Here we discuss regarding a mummer, a renegade. Yisrael Shum Mummer Lavadazar. Now, if there's a Jew who's a renegade, specifically of not keeping the laws of idolatry, meaning he worships of Avodah Zarah, or what's equivalent to that is he desecrates the Shabbos out in the open, then we do not accept a karma from him at all, like we mentioned, and we're going to explain shortly from the Pasuk. And even the totally burnt sacrifice that we accept from the Gentiles, we do not accept it from this renegade Jew. Because Shnemet says the Pasuk, if a person is going to sacrifice from you, what's from you? From the tradition they learned, Mikem, it's from you, but not all of you. Which is Lohitzis a moment to exclude the renegade of the Jew. Which in contrast, like we said, but that's only by Jewish people, and it doesn't exclude it by Gentiles. Now, Avon Hoyi Mumma L'Sharbeis, but that's only regarding Avodah Zarah. If he was a renegade regarding other sins, the Mekabim and the Kol HaKarbanos, they actually do accept from him all the Karbanos, and the reason is Kadesh Yachsa B'Tshuva, so that he should repent, and that's what he's bringing a Karban for. Now, but let's say Hoyi Mumma L'Aver, let's say he was a renegade to a certain sin. We have a Humafursim, Yidu Allah Asa Isa B'Hurgaba, he was well known, and he does this sin, and he's accustomed to doing this sin. Ben L'Hachas, whether he does it deliberately to anger God, Ben L'Tavon, because of his lust and his desires. Either way, it's well known that he commits a sin wantonly. Then we do not accept from him a carbon for that sin. Meaning, if let's say he mistakenly did this sin, what the carbon is for, we learn that from the pasuk that says, which tells us only something that the person would not have done it and he did it by mistake, then he brings a carbon for Ashkaga. But here the person would have done it deliberately anyway, so when he does it by mistake, we don't accept from him a carbon. Kate said, as the Ram explains how so, let's say he was always accustomed to eat fats, the forbidden fats. Whether to anger God or whether because of his lust, the shagug v'achal chaylev. Now he made a mistake, and he ate the chalev. And therefore, if he had to bring a sin offering for his mistake, we don't accept it from him, because again, it doesn't qualify for Ashaloysa, send the Vishkaga, because it's not that he wouldn't have done it and he did it by mistake, he would have done it anyway. So even though he did it by mistake, he can't bring a chatas. Halacha hey, oilos agoyim. Now, going back to, as we said, the Gentiles, we accept from them oilos. Imavinim imam nesachim. They don't bring with them libations. Shnemek says in the pasuk in Bamidbar, kol ha'ezoch yasu kach. When it talks about libations, it says, and all the resident Jews, they do like this, which excludes the Gentile. Now, aval, but neskeim kreim mishal tzibur. But we do bring libations for their carbon, they just don't bring it, and rather it's brought from the public funds. Why? Shnemek says in the pasuk, kach ha'tasu l'echad kimisparim. This is what you should do for every single one according to their numbers, which it shows us that it's ma'akav, that every single oileh has to have nesachim. So although they can't bring it, then we have to bring it. Moreover, in tunas smicha, the Gentiles, they don't have to lean on their karbanis when it's being brought. Shein smichel b'Yisrael, because the law of leaning on the karban is only by a Jew, like it says in the pasuk b'nei Yisrael, which is by b'nei Yisrael, by noshim b'men, v'lo noshim and not by women. Now, continuing to qualify this halach of smicha that we just mentioned, halach of vav, so kol karbanis behema she yakriv hayachid, any individual karban that a person is going to bring of an animal sacrifice, whether it's obligatory, whether he's donating it, the person leans on it when it's still alive. There's three exceptions: the firstborn, the ma'aseh behemah, and the korban pesach. Kushin emet says in the pasuk, but some rich kabbalah that he has to lean his hand on the head of the sacrifice. From tradition, they learn that's including every single korban, except for those three of pesach, bechor, and ma'aseh. Now, whereas, however, halacha zayin ho'if in the turn smicha, so that was only about korban behemah, but a bird sacrifice does not need to lean on the head of the bird. And v'chein kolamois, another exception is, any funds, monies, shedinon sheyiplu l'teva shalandabu, which the halacha is, that those proceeds, those funds, have to be put into the boxes of the nedavis that are brought on Mizbeach, shekvar ba'anim hechashkom, which we already explained the laws of shkolam in the second perek halacha gimel, the third perek halacha yudalad, shekulin yiviyu oilas, from those boxes they bring these oilas when the Mizbeach is idle. So ein bal eisna moy, so the origin of those funds, that person, he's not semech alayis oil, he does not lean on that oil that's being brought, and vein may be allowed in the sachem, he doesn't bring the libations for them, el nesachem mishal tzibur, rather the libations come from the public funds, and moreover, af pishol kayin, and even if that original owner was a kayin, which the evolution of those funds are brought as these oilas on the mizbeach, abaydasa ba'ayr shal anche mishma, the service of that oil and the hides, they go to the kahanim of that mishma, and not to him, because essentially it's not really his carbon. That's why he doesn't do the smicha, and he doesn't bring the sachem, and if he's a kain, he doesn't get to do its avoida, although generally kain that brings his carbon gets to do the avoida, and he gets to keep the hide. Now, Allah has hakol semchem. Everyone leans on the animal sacrifice, chutz, except mecherish, a deaf mute, shaita, mental deranged, a cotton, a minor, a evidence slave, the isha, a woman, the suma, and the blind person, a manachri, and the gentile, like we mentioned before. More of the inner shliach semach. The agent, if he's bringing a carbon to someone else, he doesn't lean on it, shain smicha, baban, because the leaning is only by the owner, Krishnamit says in the Pasuk, but Samach Yodai, he leans his hand, which lo yarishte, not the hand of his, let's say his wife's bringing it for him, lo yaravde, not the hand of his slave, lo shluche, not of his agent. Now, halacha test, let's say chamisha should be uzevechacha. Let's say five people together are bringing one carbon, which we said they could bring in partnership. So kulin semchum lav, they all do smicha, but zechar zeh, consecutively, one after the other. Lo yishmachu kum vasach, not that they all do smicha at the same time, because then it would be chatzitza, one person's hand in front of the other ones. Now, let's say Misha Mace. Let's say someone died. V'nich karbana oyla shlomen. Now, he left over in his property a karban oyla shlomen that he didn't bring yet. So, hare yershoy mevi'ei. So, his inheritor brings his karban. V'samichlev. And he does the smicha, maybe nesachem, and he brings the libations. Halacha yud. Now, ain't smicha b'karban is hatzibah. However, the halacha of smicha does not apply by public karban. Chut m'shtei smichas, except there's two exceptions. Al sar ha'mishtalech, by the higot that sent off on Yom Kippurim over the cliff, called the sar la'azazel. And about parhelm dover, and regarding the parhelm dover, shel tzibur, which is when the Sanhedrin made the erroneous ruling, which both of them are explicit in the Torah that they have smicha, and there ushleishim nasahedin saim chanlav, the kohen gadol he does by the samer shteleach, but regarding the parhelm dover, you have three members of the Sanhedrin that they do smicha on it. But dover is halachim pishmeisher ben, this is halachim pishmeisinai tradition from meisher benu sheim betzibur l'shtei smicha, that regarding a carbon tzibur, there's only two times you do smicha, which again the samer shteleach and the parhelm dover shel tzibur. Now, in Semech El Bazar, where do we do this smicha? It's only in the courtyard. Now, Samech Chatz Lazar, let's say he did the smicha out of the courtyard. Well, then Chayzav Semech Mevinim, then you have to go back and do smicha again in the Azar. Now, but let's say the owner of the carbon was standing out of the Azar, but he was sticking his hands in, Lefnim, inside, but Samech did smicha, then smicha sikshere, then his leaning is valid. But as long as he's leaning with all his might, and more of Ein Samech Elatar, Only if he's tar does he do smicha. But if he was tummy and he did smicha, samach, then he did smicha. Halachah Yud Beis discussed regarding the place of the smicha. And the place where you do smicha, that's where sheichetin. That's where you slaughter the animal. And the reason is for take of the smicha shechita, because right after the smicha, you do the shechita. Now, if Mishach b'makamach, let's say he slaughtered somewhere else, or they delayed, and it wasn't right away, shechitas k'shera, after the fact the slaughtering is going to be valid. Now, v'smicha, this mitzvah that we're discussing of leaning, sheyori mitzvah hi, it's considered the remnants of the mitzvah. I mean, it's not the primary mitzvah of the carbon. L'fikachim le'samach levi, if you didn't do smicha, keeper, it atones, and b'ma'kev, it doesn't withhold the validity of the carbon. But v'alfa pikin, even so, ma'am alav, the pasuk considers it ki'ilu le'keeper, as if he didn't get an atonement, because it's still an important part of the mitzvah. Now, how to do this smicha? The one who's leaning has to lean with all his might, with his two hands. On the top, on the head of the animal. Shneimar says in the pasuk, on top of the oil, which is loyal, not on the neck, not on the sides of the animal. There can't be anything in between his hands and the animal, because it has to be on the head of the animal. Now, what's the positioning of this smicha? If the carbon was from the holiest of holies, mamid b'tzafet. So you have to do all the avoidis of the kodesh kodeshim in the northern part of the Hazara. Now upan v'lamar, but you face its face towards the west, which is towards the heichel. And the one who's leaning, he stands in the east, meaning behind it. Upan v'lamar, and his face is also towards the west, so he's behind it, and they're both facing towards the west. And he puts his two hands between his two horns. And he confesses. Al chatas, if it's a chatas, avin chatas, the sin of his chatas, val oshim, if it's a oshim, avin oshim, the sin of the oshim, val oila, and if it's a totally burnt sacrifice, mezvad, he confesses avin asay, the sin of a positive commandment, and vavin loisas, shenidla asay, and the sin of a negative prohibition, which could be ameliorated, could be fixed with the positive commandment, which for those two sins, an oila is brought. Now, al chatas, vav kesim, mezvad, how does he confess? So, Oime says, chatasi, I sinned, made a mistake, avisi, I was deliberately sinned, peshati, I was a wanton sinner. And I did like this and this. He says what he did wrong. And I repented in front of you. And this is my atonement, this carbon. Now, higher carbon shalom. Let's say the sacrifice was a peace offering. So there he could lean in any area of the quarter that he wants to, not just in the north. It's from Kachem Kalam. But it should be in the place of where he's slaughtering it. And the year release says, it appears to me that you don't confess on a peace offering, because it's not for a sin. Rather, you say words of praise to Hashem.